Unlike national parks, the federal government considers places like the Washington and Jefferson National Forests suitable for mining, grazing, and logging. But first, the Forest Service must do an environmental assessment and allow the public to weigh in. Critics say it's taking too long to get sign-off, and the Forest Service now says it agrees.
That is the Forest Service being a mouthpiece for industry who don't want the public getting in their way when they want to get something like this done.
That's David Sly with Wild Virginia. He's worried that a change in the rule would bar the public from commenting on proposed projects.
People who live in or near and use these forests sometimes know as much about the problems with certain proposals as the Forest Service does.
The Forest Service says it's short on money because so much has been spent to fight wildfires. In 1995, 15% went to battling blazes. Now that number is 57%. As a result, it claims resources for environmental analysis are limited, and there's a backlog of more than 5,000 special use permits pending. That, says the Forest Service, costs jobs and economic development while limiting its ability to manage healthy forests. I'm Sandy Houseman.